Work was brutal today. The boss was riding my ass all day because she thought my filing system was too confusing. I wonder if that means I'm being replaced. I hope not. I did manage to figure out something simpler, but it's going to take me all day tomorrow in my office to get everything switched over. Ugh. I am not looking forward to that. Oh well, could be worse. Could have been assigned to inventory. I'm driving home now, and I'm still fuming about it, but calming down a bit. Okay, just stop it. I'm almost home, and I can deal with Mrs. Parker tomorrow. Till then, she can just kiss my... good, I'm home. I trudge up the steps to the front door, jingling my keys to pick out the right one. The door opens easily enough, and seeing my familiar surroundings is a huge relief. I can feel my muscles relaxing, just... bit by bit. I flick on the CD player and set it for some light sounds. I'm getting a nap on the old couch before I even start making supper. Oh, judging by the way I feel. I crash down. Grab a cushion, and I'm out. Oh, I feel so good now. That nap really hit the spot. Wait a minute, that can't be right. Sun in the sky again. Oh crap, I must have been conked out all night instead of a quick nap. I'm late. Ugh, Mrs. Parker's gonna skin me alive now. Ugh, fast forward. Out the door, car's lane, start. Squealing tires. Red light, on ramp, asshole speeding on the left. Moron passing on the right. Off ramp, red light. Pfft. Okay, this time we'll stop. Just kidding. Brakes, car slam. 12 steps. Front door, I'm in. Where is everyone? Don't tell me I missed a meeting. I'm already going to have to work late again just to make up the extra hour. Perfume. Oh, crap. She's right behind me, isn't she? Fuck. Running a little late today, are we, Richard? Uh-oh. She's being nice. It's gotta be a trap. Late? What are you talking about? I've been here, you know, just been in the files, and I've been here for the past, okay, well, yeah, I'm late. Sorry about that. Where is everyone today, Mrs. Parker? Actually, it's Miss Parker. Richard, you've been getting that wrong for months. Oops. Sorry about that, Miss Parker, but the office is looking a little empty today.
Well, Richard, I sent for that memo yesterday that today was going to be for doing inventory, and you didn't need to come in.
Crap. At least I didn't show up on Saturday again. I wonder if I can do some sucking up today and get back into her good graces again after yesterday. It's worth a shot.
Miss Parker, I can restructure my filing system later. Would you like a hand with the inventory?
Hello, brownie points. Goodbye, dignity.
Well, Richard, as a matter of fact, that would really be a big help. And since today isn't a work day, we don't need to be so formal. Call me Karen. But on Monday, it's Miss Parker again. Understand?
Did she just wink at me? I've never really thought about her outside of work before. I mean, she's my boss, for goodness sakes. Still, now that I take a second look, she is cute and...
Whoa, what am I saying here? Karen's my boss.
Karen, that sounds so much better than...
Richard, are you coming?
Just about. Sure, lead the way, Karen.
Nice save.
I follow Karen down the hall from the offices to the stock room in the back.
Oh, fuck, I'm cracking myself up here. Okay.
Oh, well. I wrote this to be funny, so I'll just leave that in. I follow Karen down the hall from the offices to the stock room in the back. She's got the checklist in hand, and I'm rattling off the box count to her one by one. Okay. I still don't hear any 70s porn music, although this lousy acting certainly warrants it, so I gotta fast forward again.
Box can't. Lame office joke about when you're in the woods being eaten alive by mosquitoes. You just can't beat off. Fake laughter. Box can't. That's lunch.
Well, you've done a great job today, Richard. You can take a break down in my office, and I'll quickly run out and pick up some lunch. Do you feel like Italian?
I nod my head, and I'm a big fan of pasta and spices they use. Karen grabs some money from the petty cash drawer and leaves me while I make my way down to her office.
Wow, she's got a really nice office in here. It's so quiet without anyone else here today.
I think I'll just try out her chair and relax a bit.
This is really nice. Soft leather, excellent padding.
I could almost... Better not do that again.
Karen's got some pictures on her desk of her with her friends. They look like college pictures.
And some party from the looks.
Dang. Is that her in the black dress?
She looks pretty hot in this picture. Still, she's my boss.
I spin the chair around to face the window. Clouds. Fluffy clouds. It looks more like snow on the way and...
Richard, are you hungry? I'm back with your baked ravioli. Are you awake, Richard?
Well, now I am.
Karen's looking down at me and smiling.
She's let her hair down. I like it.
Wait, don't cue the music yet. Wait for it.
You look really stressed out, Richard. I've noticed you've been putting in a lot of effort these past couple of weeks. Would a simple massage help you relax?
Okay, now you can cue that porn music.
Karen starts to rub gently across my shoulders, her fingers squeezing in deep as she works out the knotted muscles. I'm moaning over here. She's got wonderful hands. She's grabbing my shoulders now and moving her palms clockwise to rub hard. Oh, I feel the tension melting in her hands. Oh, Karen. My moan startles her for a moment and her hands stop moving.
Oops.
I feel my cheeks burning red in a deep blush of embarrassment. I hear the wet sound of her mouth opening. Maybe she's licking her lips back there. I can't quite tell. Her hands resume the massage and this time strokes the back of my neck. Oh, yeah, that feels so good.
Karen's kneading more firmly now and rolls my head side to side against the chair. And something softer still. I feel the heat of her body against my cheek for a second before she rolls me the other way again. I'm pretty sure that was a breast. I feel my pants give a brief twinge in response to the mere possibility. It happens again. This time I'm sure of it. I wonder where she's going with this. Oh, I hope my assumptions are correct. I slowly sneak a hand over the edge of the leather office chair and graze my hand casually against her knee. So smooth. She pauses again, then resumes. Is that a green light? Or am I just taking advantage here? I don't want to find myself in a sexual harassment situation, so I stop and let my hand drop beside the chair again. Karen seems to quietly be talking to herself behind me, but I can't quite make it out. She continues to rub me, her hands going down my back, then working my sides with her soft fingers. I slouch back into the chair, enjoying all the unexpected attention. I open my eyes and look up into her face. Karen's chewing her lower lip. Lost in the internal debate, and looking past my face downwards. Her cheeks flushed a little bit. She still looks cute after all these years,
since that photo on her desk was taken. I wonder. She notices me looking up at her and looks down into my upside-down gaze. She clears her throat and says, There was something I always used to do with my ex-husband after a long day to reduce his stress level. Something I learned to enjoy after a while. Her voice trails off as she licks her lips, moving around the chair and hunching down. Color me interested. Karen's soft hands went to my zipper and started pulling. Wow, my life is suddenly becoming a beer commercial. Oh, no guy has it this good. I know, I took her by the wrist and stopped her. What the hell am I doing? My nuts. Was she about to wrap her business-like six-digit salary mouth around my... Oh, fuck. Richard, you were snoring. Are you sleeping in my chair? I brought us some lunch. Just kidding. I'm not that much of a big fucking tease. Now, back to the fantasy. It's okay, Karen. You don't have to... My voice trailed off as she quickly got up, straightening her skirt. What just happened there? She's even more shy than I thought. No, Karen, you misunderstand me. I'm very interested, only I'd like to first take the time to... So it will mean more and well... You've been working even harder than I have lately. Well, we could roast marshmallows the way her cheeks are burning now. She smiles a shy smile at me, and I reach for the wrist of her blouse. As I start to open the buttons around her wrist, she kicks out a foot to swing the office door closed. The wooden door closes a little too loudly. We jump and then laugh nervously as the tension of the moment fades. Her smile is widening now, and she looks much nicer with a smile. Maybe if I worked even harder during the week, I'd see it more often. But I don't want to be kissing her ass. buttering her up. No, wait. I don't want it to be just flattery for favors. Karen puts her hands on my shoulders to steady herself as she works her left shoe loose and kicks it off. I take her delicate foot and help her with the right one. The clasp seems to be stuck. There, got it. I slip the other shoe off and look up at her. Wow, she's even more cute now, looking completely sexy as she blushingly pops open each button of her pale yellow blouse. My own cheeks are still blushing as I fumble with the small buckle on her creamy skirt. Dang, my inexperienced fingers are having some difficulty here. But once she's naked, I'll be back in familiar territory. Her blouse falls to the desk, and I take a little unscheduled inventory of my own as I peel her skirt down in the same instant. Her body looks fantastic under all those clothes. She may not have a man in her life, but at the minimum, she's been doing a lot of walking. Probably even some aerobics or other exercises. It's good that she doesn't require a man's interest in order to want to be healthy for herself. Wow, how come I've never noticed her before? Right, business clothes designed to mask her assets. Karen's breasts through her bra appear to be smaller than a handful. But I still can't wait to see them fully revealed when her bra drops. My mouth waters. Pants getting tighter as I fill them out in perky jerks. Her build is small and fine, skin pale under the office's fluorescent lights. I reach around her slim waist and slide my finger under the waistband of her cotton panties. They're white cotton, made for comfort. Not seduction. It's good to know that this was an unintentional tryst. My self-esteem boosted by the thought that it was just something about me
that struck her as being a turn-on. It feels so good not to be a face in the crowd for her. The hot cheeks of her ass more than fill my hands as I grasp them for an instant. Karen slowly rolls her hips against my hands, and I delight in her response. The crotch of her panties shows darker damp in the gusset from her excitement. Down on my knees like this, I can smell her excited juices and feel heat emanating across the few inches between my face and her moistening womanhood. I've barely touched her, and yet she's already this excited. It must have been almost as long for her as it's been for me. Karen, wow. Please, your bra, can you remove it for me? Deeper crimson cheeks. It could be from my flattery, or from the thought that she was taking off her bra at my request. She at the clasp, I at the knees with her panties. As I reached her ankles, she tried to lift her foot out from them, lost her balance, and came tumbling down, now nude, on top of me. I fell back onto the floor, slightly dazed from the impact, and yet with firm nipple against my cheek and shoulder, I somehow don't mind anymore.
I'm so sorry, Rich.
Her words cease as I take the cheek nipple between my lips softly and flick my hot tongue back and forth across it. Her fingers move through my hair, pulling my head up against her sensitive chest as she grinds down against me. How I love tits. All shapes and sizes. There's not a thing wrong with this pair of natural breasts against my face. Not a thing.
Rich, that feels so good. Suck them.
I move my soft lips to her other nipple now, sucking it as asked, making a tight seal as I suck harder. She moans and grinds her lower body against me, her fingers slipping here and there to unbutton my pinstripe cotton shirt. She coos and works her fingers. Karen's nipples taste lightly of her sweat, but there's an underlying sweeter flavor coming from her flesh that is a real stimulus as well. I roll my own hips at her this time, grinding my still-clothed hardness against her hot, bare ass. She bumps back against the contact a couple of times before my shirt comes off. I can feel my throbbing cock seeking juices into the white cotton boxer briefs, pulsing a little harder with each bumping against her sexy buns. I leak pre-cum for a really long time before I come, so we're nowhere near the danger zone yet. But I do so enjoy her teasing here. I want her to straddle my face so I can taste her, but first, I'd better get these boxer briefs off. Karen whirls and sets about unbuckling my pants and sliding them down. She struggles with my shoes when my pants cover them. But my attention is totally gone. She spun around, which treats me to a splendid view of her pale bottom and glistening nether lips. My mouth goes dry, and then kickstarts into my mouth watering. I can smell her deeply sexy musk and hunger to taste her, but can't quite reach. My eyes trail down to between her thighs where they straddle my chest. Karen's obviously had some bikini waxing, but isn't shaved smooth. I think about how the soft wisps of hair will feel grinding against my chin, tickling through my mustache, against the heel of my palm as I slip my fingers into her. Just the thought makes my cock softly weep. I can barely glimpse her slightly swollen clit winking out from its protective flesh fold. Her slit looks to be juicy moist as well. I hope she enjoys what I'm going to love doing with her in a few moments.
That's when I feel Karen touching me down below. There's nothing like the feel of well-manicured nails tracing across my sensitive balls. Unless, of course, it's sun-manicured nails, that is. She's softly grazing my sack with slow, tickling scratches. Oh, Karen. You could totally make me come like that. She eases off and traces two fingers down the length of my throbbing cock, making it bounce against her touches in trickly throbs and spastic jerks. Spastic jerks. Hey, I went to high school with them. If memory serves, they were on the football team. Karen, please, will you straddle my mouth for me? I want to lick your darling little clit and taste those tangy juices of yours that you've been tempting me with. Well, my, Richard, don't you have the most deliciously naughty mouth today? She teases me with her mouth, but follows through with her hips. I bring my mouth up as she moves back and do a total faceplant. I spread her lips with my darting tongue, using my hands instead to grip her thighs and planning to have them creep up to caress her soft tits while licking and sucking her sweet pussy all the while. Oh, I'll show her hard sell. Karen's thighs clamp down firmly over my cheeks. I delight in their soft, buttery heat and the moistness they bring. I'm licking again, burrowing her juicy folds with my tongue over and over and again, more, deeper. Her muffled moans come to me through her thighs. They announce her coming climax, almost as a tone, her thigh tendons stretching tight and humming against my ears as they tense harder and harder, vibrating on my cheeks, sending me into her melting womanhood even deeper as I'm urged to help her come. Above me, I catch parts of her wails as her thighs jump and her hips jerk, and again in spasms. Oh, Richard, lick deep, make me I almost feel ready to come myself from the excitement she's displaying. Our little Karen is proving to be a real firecracker. Who knew? I tease her, sucking her excitement-plumped pussy lips into my mouth and humming a long and low, then high and fast, for varying vibration speeds. She reacts by bucking so hard that her swollen clit slides across my chin in a hard yet slippery grind. Oops, I really should have taken the time to shave that stubble this morning. I hope that wasn't too rough for her. Apparently not. She does it again and again, three more times, and then wails so loudly that I can even hear her through my thigh muffs. Steaming doot juices pour out of her in a minor flood that I gladly gulp down. Swallowing, I suck hard at her clit, then back off. Taking the hard bud delicately between my pursed lips, I glide my tongue back and forth repeatedly as she continues her full tilt orgasm. I'm rewarded with another rush of thick, sweet cum from her that I suck down before letting her catch her breath. I feel her body against my upper thighs. She must have collapsed back down onto me after that second orgasm. Although it was only two, it still counts as a multiple, because I set off the second before the first had faded to pink in her mind. Oh, and you know what I'm talking about. When your clitoris throbs wildly and you come hard enough that all you see is the color pink. Never had one? Want some tips? But now Karen's in for a real treat, because I'm about to try for the tongue gymnastics. The more she's reacting, the more I want to give her. Pleasure givers like myself operate with a feedback loop. The more appreciation we get, the more effort we desire to give. Now I'm going to take a page from the late Sam Kinison's oral advice. I'm going to lick the alphabet, tracing each letter onto her slit with my tongue. I'm going to start with the capital letters and see how far I can get before she can't stand any more stimulation. A. Karen gives a single hard buck as I brush over her still trembling clit. B. Her right labia being teased by the double bumps of the letter after the left side is stimulated by the long single swipe of my tongue. C. I slip my tongue around in a tight, almost circle around the very entrance to her vagina, deeper, and she shudders at my touch. D. The shallow swipe followed by a swoop that I burrow further into her make. E. My tongue touches all the major exterior hotspots, with that one in the middle stroke teases her lips open further apart, making it perfectly accessible to deliver the perfect G. Trembling and quaking, she moans and grinds her hips. I can't hear if she's begging me to stop yet, but she's certainly enjoying my attentiveness. H. I slurp up one side and down the other, delivering a stroking tongue waggle for the crossbar of the letter. I'm slurping and curling my tongue up like a banana to slick it over her nubbin. J. The underside of my tongue catches her sweet pussy on the backstroke with a little flip at the end that I tunnel in for. K. Up and down swipes of my talented tongue before I strong tongue lashing to deliver the two arcs. Karen mashes her pussy down harder against my face, her breath coming in pants. Speaking of coming in pants, so glad mine are off right now. L. Licking up, licking down, licking side to side. I cheat and trace her spasming clit twice with this letter and reach for her nipples before coming to M. The upward swipe, quick V-shaped clit lick, and downstroke suck brings her shakily to her knees as she tries to get off of my face. My neck pushes up, quickly running the lines along her again, lightning fast, and she bucks hard. My mouthful of juices is my sweet reward, and I can hear her almost screaming in a stream of climaxes. I push her buttons the final time. I stroke and pull her nipples as the streams of her cum wash down my now tired cheeks. She comes over and over. I can't even count or distinguish when each ends. One for the road. I drop my head back down to the imported rug and blow cooling air across her overstimulated love bud. Rich. She collapses forward again. I'm tempted to resume licking, but know that I'd better not. She's already had too much of a good thing and might be sore, or don't you dare touch me, sensitive. I take my time in softly kissing her thighs, though, and bring my arms around to stroke her back gently as she cools down. Sweat streams from her body due to the strain of climaxing. She's so totally dazed, and I feel somewhat worn out myself from the excitement and effort.
but her soft fingers curling around my hardness reinvigorates me instantly. At this point, most of my experience ends and the theoretical begins, since I've so rarely been on the receiving end, but it's worth a shot. never mind. Karen grips and pulls at my pulsing cock a few times, and I can immediately tell that her ex-husband was indeed a lucky man, judging by the feel of her skilled touches, the soft fingertips that trace up and down along my shaft. Oh, several inches at a time before teasing under the dripping head. She's now scooping up some of the copious flow and forming a slick fist around the top half of my shaft. Half, third, whatever. I'm 7.5 inches normally, but when really excited and throbbing, that can become a full 8. Not huge, but the just right size for licking, brushing a sensitive cervix without banging the hell out of it, and of course sliding between some slippery tits. Oof. But the matter at hand, or I mean, I forget. Karen keeps up a firm milking stroke as I kiss her thighs some more. Oh, fuck. Karen, that feels fantastic. Ugh. I want so much to come for you. Ooh, I like the sounds of that, Rich. You were so very good to me earlier. Let me return the favor. With that, every shred of clarity left my mind, because in that moment, Karen's lips sucked in the head of my cock. Bliss comes to me at the scent of the images of the sensation of I'm so overwhelmed I can't even focus enough to define them. Thundering rushes of sensation, almost assaulting in their intensity, wash over me one after the other. Between Karen's spread thighs I thrash and moan, fighting my every urge to drive my hips up into her mouth again and again. I focus enough to take a white knuckle hold of her lovely ass. Her response comes as a Don't ask me what that means, but it came out as a long, excited moan, whatever it was. I can now feel myself throbbing on her tongue, and I know I'm slowly dripping my pre-cum into her molten hot mouth. Pre-cum that she is certainly earning. I try to glance down past her exposed mound, but see very little of the action going on down below. I do see her nipples, though, and the way her breasts droop slightly. I'd guess her age to be late 30s or late 40s, so there's a bit more than a hint of sagging to her tits, but I love them all the same. Dang, with my twitching member in her mouth, I could even develop a liking for football. Well, maybe that's going too far, but dang, those lips are sliding so slick and smooth. I'm completely feeling every nuance of her tongue, every groove and curvature to her mouth. Oh, Karen, your ex was such a bastard to even have considered leaving you. You're wonderful. Perfection. Oops, too far. I think I nearly got bitten at the mention of her ex-husband. My bad, but the slurping sounds were moon. Sorry, Karen, I got carried away The rush of guilt fades as she takes a brief time out to tell me, "No harm done, Rich. Just enjoy this." I am. I'll be taking my lunch breaks with you every day. Karen almost chokes on my manhood as a laugh comes out of her. Oops,
Gotta work on my timing. I think I'm starting to see why I don't get head more often. Oh, there's another reason. Calling it getting head in the first place. Karen rolls her tongue around and around the head of my cock while sucking her cheeks in lightly and firmly, milking it with her clutching fist. Easy, Karen, you're gonna make me cah. Oh, fuck. Ecstasy. I want this feeling to last forever. She clamps down hard with her lips covering her teeth to protect my sensitive glands, then sucks hard with her throat, making a swallowing movement, taking almost half of my length between her mouth in a single, slow movement. I'm being so careful not to move, or else she'll be deep enough to gag. Unless she's already past that. I must be up to my full excited length by now within her mouth. Sucked deep, she performs sweet torture with her whirling tongue. This geyser is going to erupt. Four. Gulp. Stroke. Three. Ball grazing tickles. Two. Milking fist motions. One. Last call for alcohol. Oops, I mean, Karen, I'm gonna Coming. Jack me, Karen. Make me come. Fuck. She quickly snapped her head back, possibly catching the first pre-spurt of wash of cum across her tongue before my orgasm began. She pressed my climax and cock between her throbbing nipples and jacked me hard with a tight fist. The head flared wide and purple before erupting in full, rubbing on each slippery nipple with her own saliva. Great spurts of cum flew across her amazing tits again and again as she jacked me harder and faster than I've ever felt before. We both wail as I launched my tongue up into her exposed vagina one last time and aim my slippery tongue for the spot where it will do the most good for an immediate climax of her already excited body. I moan into her clit and the buzzing vibrations coming through my mustache launch her off into a spasm of her own. Her fist on my cock becomes a death grip as she bears down on it in her rocketing climax. I'm coming harder and harder, totally spraying down the front of her body in a flood of my juices. Oh, I've always been a Peter North shooter. Karen. Oh, Karen. Yes. Yes. We're almost passing out together as our orgasms peak and fade. I'm totally starstruck, unable to fathom even simpler things like the passage of time. Laying with her on her expensive imported, now cum-stained rug for an unknown amount of time. Just savoring the bliss of spending together with someone. I don't even care if I never get that bonus or raise for working here.